Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show. Brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. And one more thing to let you know about. You can join 92.9 The Game and Bud Light at Tin Roof in Brookhaven for a watch party on Monday night, September 16th. That's the next time the Falcons play. They take on the Eagles on Monday Night Football. You can meet 92.9 The Game's Abe Gordon. You can win Falcons tickets or an autographed Falcons item. Enjoy specials on Bud Light. Must be 21 plus. Please drink responsibly. So that's a week from tonight. All right. Phone lines are full.
Get the loot, Abe.
Get the loot, Abe. He's out on the town. This guy's name's Angry Man. Angry Man's in Conyers.
Oh, it ain't my fault. What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing, man? What's happening?
Hello.
Hello, what's happening, man?
Hey, man, listen. I just got one question, man. One real quick question. Shout out to John Michaels and Rick Campbell, too. That was for them.
All right.
But what was...
Get your ass out of here.
Come on,
man.
Now.
Devin's
in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
Get your ass out of here talking about that other station.
Get the hell out of here, man.
Clown ass.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to ask y'all this, bro, because I called this morning and I asked Mike the same thing, too. I refuse to believe that Zach Robinson is that vanilla of a play caller, right?
Right.
So I further think Cousins ain't right.
It can't be.
So why is it a stretch? Right, that's what I'm saying. I personally feel like if we have this same type of game plan the next two games, we're losing. And Kirk might have a worse chance of getting hurt, too. So why is it a stretch to say, hey, and I'm not saying put Penix in because, you know, I think Kirk is trash. I think Kirk is a very good quarterback. Don't get me wrong. But I feel like he'd get hurt if we're doing the same thing we're doing now. Why not put Penix out there until he's healthy? To play like an actual run, an actual game plan. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I understand what you're saying, but work like that.
Cousins is just our $180 million
to do it. That's why.
And he can play.
He can play. He just is
not. He just looked effective.
Yeah, he's just not where he needs to be.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to work through it. And we could be completely wrong.
Yeah, maybe he's 100%
maybe
healthy, 100% and that's just what he looks like.
That's what he looks like. But I don't think so.
I hope not.
I don't think so.
God,
I
hope not.
I don't think so.
It's got to be rust and whatever.
Yes.
Like all of that.
Yes.
You have to hope that it is.
Right.
Because if it isn't, like if that's just what Kirk Cousins looks like now,
it's trouble.
Then it's trouble.
Yeah.
Trouble. Here's the other thing. You don't want a rookie left-handed quarterback playing behind Caleb McGarry.
But my thing is this, like,
because Caleb McGarry would have got him killed.
But the thing about it is, did you see the rookies yesterday?
All the rookies played bad.
All the rookies stunk.
So it would have been bad. But yeah. Again, also, he's left-handed.
Exactly. So his blind side
would have been TJ Watt. That would have been good.
Yeah.
I like Michael Penix too much to want him to be in that situation. JP is in Marietta. Hey, JP.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, JP.
My energy level's low right now because of what I saw yesterday, but what made me feel better was we don't have a cornball on our sideline like Russell Wilson wearing full pads on an inactive status.
I don't care, man.
My question to y'all is, who is the corniest player in the NFL? My answer is Russell Wilson.
I will never, ever, ever do that debate about that. Because I don't think Russ is...
Dude, come on.
Oh, no,
Come on. You can come over on this one.
I'm not, dog, because I think Russ is a good dude, man.
It's not the same. Those things are not mutually exclusive.
He got a good heart, dog. That's all I'm
That's
saying,
not what
man.
He asked you.
That's a weird ass. He's a strange
fella.
But he ain't weird.
Yes, he is,
no,
Randy.
He's not weird. He just Russ.
He's
you
weird.
Know what I'm saying? Like,
go Broncos country. Let's
that
ride,
dude,
baby.
He's so weird.
Dude's doing high knees while you're trying to sleep on the plane.
On the airplane.
Like,
Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah.
Somebody posted that video. It's worse than I remember.
Yes, it's
like
horrible.
When he leads into it, he's like, I gotta have an alter ego. It's like, just recut it. Do another take.
Yeah.
Okay, that couldn't have been the best take. If that was the best take that he put out there. Mm. This man's yesterday on the sideline in full uniform and pads.
Yeah, no.
Inactive.
Just awful.
Yeah, no, it would be way more fun to make fun of him, though, if his team would have lost. But, you know
oh
what I mean?
Oh, my God. I'm talking you know about, I mean? You know, when you talk about, like, bust, like Tyreek Williams, remember him, right? The pass rusher. He's hurt again. Like, you just got there. I just hate to see it, y'all, because people had such high hopes for him, and I kept telling y'all, password out Texas Tech. Okay, good luck with that.
Oh, yeah, Tyree Wilson.
Yeah,
Tyree
like,
Wilson.
Like, yeah, good luck with that.
Who drafted him?
Raiders. Of course, the Raiders did.
Well, they don't have a...
Of course the Raiders
did. All right, Sandra's Indicator. Hey, Sandra.
Hey, guys, I enjoy listening to your show every day, and I'm going to speak straight from the heart. I'm tired of walking out of the stadium with my head hanging down.
I know that.
We have been ticket holders for years, since the early 90s. Suite owners in the dome, club-level seats now with Mercedes-Benz, went to the Super Bowl, got my heart broken. So don't talk about your fans, because you got fans who are diehard fans who support this team.
Yep. Amen.
But what are they going to step up and give us a team that we really want to support? And how many times every year we got to hear about, we improving the O-line. The O-line is crap. And I can name three people right now. Y'all keep sticking with them. You need to replace them. The best of quarterbacks might not be able to do well behind that line.
Right.
Kirk is elite. But we've had Mariota, we've had Ritter, we've had quarterbacks who tried their best. But that's hard. That line is something else. Get rid of those guys. I'm telling you, you're keeping them, but we don't have the O line that we need. Any quarterback will fail behind that line. I'm a season ticket holder, and I'm going to remain a Falcons fan. But give me something. I want to walk out with my head up like they did yesterday. Those Steelers.
Well, I hear that.
Steelers travel. They support their team, but they give them something to support. Give us something to support. We're tired of hurting for the last 5 or 6 years. Haven't been the same since 2016. That's all I got to say.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Miss Sandra. Sandra.
Well done.
Miss Sandra lets you know what it is.
She's right.
She's absolutely 100%.
I mean, she's right. He's right. There's diehard fans. The Falcons have diehard
fans. Yes, they
do. And they want desperately to be in there screaming for this team.
Yes, they do.
You've got to give them a reason to do it, man.
Yeah.
And if the first reaction to what happened yesterday is something about the Falcons fans, then you're deflecting.
I mean, exactly. Oh,
you're looking.
Because the Falcons, the reason they had to go silent count because the Steelers fans were louder than the Falcons fans. That ain't got nothing to do with it.
No. I mean, again, that happened.
That
and that's
happened.
Not good.
That's
like,
not
I'm,
good
I'm
at all.
I'm not sitting here being
that's
like,
not the first
you
thing.
Shouldn't care that the stadium is being taken over by the opposing
thing.
Fans.
Right.
They should do something about that by being better.
Yes.
And if they were, then that wouldn't happen. No, Sandra's 100% right. It's also one of the storylines of the offseason that you and I kept going back to is like, people sure this offensive line's
we kept saying it.
They're positive because – They keep talking about this being like a real strength, and I don't know, I've seen them play.
Yeah.
They're all right.
I think so, like,
and they got individuals, I think. I think Jake Matthews is pretty good left tackle. Yeah. I think Bergeron looks like a pretty good young player. I think Lindstrom's really good, even though he got beat a couple times yesterday.
I think Chris Lindstrom is good. I don't see it. I see he's a good player, but they pay him to be great.
Yeah.
And he ain't.
Yeah, I mean,
he ain't been great last couple
of years. He's one of the best players in the NFL.
He's supposed to be.
At that position for that money. And McGarry's what he is.
He is.
He's not very good.
Are you going to put in Storm over there?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
Yeah, go ahead if you want to.
I wouldn't, but
go ahead if you want to.
It's also T.J. Watt, and T.J. Watt makes people look like that sometimes.
Who they play next week? I think they play Denver.
They play Denver next week.
You know what? He's going to do that to Bortles or whoever the hell the tackle is.
You know what I bet they'll do?
What?
They're probably doubling.
Yeah.
I think put a little help over there.
It might be something.
You know what I mean? What?
He going to go up there and whoever the right tackle is for Denver, he going to do the same thing.
And yeah. Maybe help him, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe.
Don't leave him out there on an island.
Sean Payton is an experienced play caller.
He is. That's true. Justin is in Barnesville. Hey, Justin.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Good.
Andy went to Chicago, Randy, I called in and asked you and Smoking Joe, did Kirk Cousins need any preseason snaps? And y'all both said no. Do you still stand by that? And what do you think about all that shotgun, him being a statue back there in the pocket? I mean, what do you think about that play caller?
Thank you, Justin. I would encourage you to download the Odyssey app, listen to the last 3 hours where we talked at length about Kirk Cousins and the way that they used him in shotgun and pistol and all of that kind of stuff. I don't personally think anything that Kirk Cousins did yesterday would have been improved by preseason.
No.
Now, I think maybe some of the
it's going to be trying to sell that way. But this, they didn't let him play for a reason.
I got the feeling from watching him yesterday that he needed all of that time to be as healthy as he could be.
I agree.
Yesterday.
Yep.
How healthy was he? I don't know. Didn't look all that healthy.
No.
So imagine what he might look like a month ago.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, watching him yesterday, and it's so much you can just break it down. Who did what? How much is what part is the blame? Was it their defense? Was it the offense? I just think it was T.J. Watt in the defense of the Pittsburgh, which is one of the best in the league, going against a play caller who did not do enough to help his right tackle or his offense improve, and Kirk looked rushed.
Yep.
And Kirk did not look the way that I know Kirk to look.
And when you throw all that stuff
in the pot,
you mix it up.
Yep. It comes with a hot ale.
You get a crap sandwich. That's what you get.
A hot ale.
That's what it was. All right. Ham is in Hampton. Final call.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hey, Ham.
Listen, not a Falcons fan, but my wife's a Steelers fan, so we were at the game yesterday. Best thing Falcons did is they handed out some white flags to try to drown out the terrible towel. But my question is this. You know, it's known in the NFL, most teams, if you start out 0-2, you don't make the playoffs.
Really,
and the way Tampa Bay looked yesterday, the way New Orleans offense looked yesterday, do you think that if the Falcons go 0-3, because Philly is tough on the road, Kansas City going to be tough coming in, if they start out 0-3, do you think those guys are still going to make the playoffs?
I don't know. I don't know if they returned. If they were 1-0 yesterday, would they still make the playoffs? It's a long season.
They were 2-0 last year.
They were 2-0 last year.
And missed the playoffs.
Yeah. Baker was really good yesterday.
He was.
Baker was really, really good yesterday. I think New Orleans is the product of playing the Carolina Panthers. I really, really do.
Yes, I think that was more about the Panthers being
trash. Yeah, I think it was more about the Panthers
trash.
Being trash.
Not to look, the Saints went out and did it. So,
they did.
I mean, they won the game.
But,
there's only six teams that have made the playoffs since 1979 that started the season 0-3.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's
unlikely that would take place.
Yeah.
But just don't start the season 0-3 then. You know?
I understand.
That would be my advice. Win the game.
It ain't going to get no easier, dog. That's why everybody was talking about getting this win.
No, it isn't.
Everybody's like, get this win right here because you got to go to Philly and then you got Kansas City.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
That's true.
You need it. You had to get it. And you laid, and offensively, you crapped the bed. It was the whole entire offense from Zach to Kirk, line, skill position. Everybody take the blame because nobody was good.
Sorry for my
Bijan was all right.
My crap. You don't make a sandwich in a pot.
Some
you know?
People do.
It's crap stew is what I made.
Some people do.
You make a sandwich out of a pot?
No, I just had your back, bro.
I appreciate
that.
I was going to say
if
I'm going to call out Caleb McGarry for not blocking T.J. Watt, I got to get my analogies right, too.
I just had your back on it.
I appreciate that.
No problem.
You could have maybe been out there and had Caleb McGarry's back. In a previous...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks... What happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Life, you would have.
You know that. They've been there, done
Unfortunately,
that.
That's not what took place. No. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day, we're going to wrap up the show.
The Falcons need blue cheese.
Yeah. Couldn't hurt.
Couldn't hurt.
I just want to say it again. When I talked about the Saints earlier, Bo flexed his muscles on the other side of the glass. It was very funny.
Hey, it's Fitty Burger, man. That's a little bit playing the Panthers, but by y'all's logic, everybody should beat the Panthers 50-10, which they might. We'll see. Stay tuned. Busta Rhymes chain looked like he got a choke collar on a pit bull. And you can't let no Canadian light-skinned boy keep you from appearing at the Super Bowl.
It just don't work that way, man.
Seems like it did.
Yeah. Yeah, Busta ain't little Busta anymore. And a hot L and a crap sandwich. That's all we got.
What it was.
Yeah, crap. Crappy sandwich.
It's a terrible sandwich. It's like one of the worst sandwiches. You don't want to eat one of those. We'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.